Republican senators are advancing a bill brought by Governor Kristi Noem that she says streamlines the county's zoning and appeal process. Critics say it's an assault on local control. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
The bill targets the before, during, and after of a conditional use permit process. Those permits are generally needed for wind farms and hog barns. Governor Noem testified on Senate Bill 54, in which she called the conditional use permit process broken. She says her bill will fix the process and spur development in rural communities and keep young people in the state. The bill clarifies the role of special use permitting, a process set up for counties in 2015. It also impacts an appeal process for approved permits. The bill also mandates an across-the-board simple majority of members present for conditional use permit votes. Some counties utilize a two-thirds majority of members elected. Brian Donahoe is a lawyer from Sioux Falls and lobbyist for the South Dakota Pork Producers Council. He says the issue of simple majority shouldn't be that controversial.
When we allow for the authority to zone, why should it be that much more difficult for someone to obtain approval of an application, whereas in a simple majority situation like in the South Dakota Supreme Court, it only takes 3 out of 5 to get that particular decision made.
However, reducing that threshold doesn't sit right with some. Frank Klocek is a farmer from Scotland and a former Democratic state lawmaker. He says a two-thirds majority is an extra valve of protection that prevents county commissioners from ducking out on controversial votes.
They're trying to usurp local control with this legislation. This is horrible legislation that goes against everything that we believe in South Dakota with local control. And I just can't believe the governor really wants to pursue this avenue.
The Senate State Affairs Committee is passing along the bill to the Senate floor on a 6-3 vote. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.